friends, and welcome to our 10-week meditation program. My name is Venerable Tarpa, and I'm your meditation instructor for the day, meditation instructor expertise. Before we begin our class, let's take a moment to appreciate our kind and handsome community gathered here today. Today, I feel fortunate to sit as a member of this kind community in the safety and security of like-minded friends, sharing this present moment with others dedicated to the cultivation of goodness. Today, I'm grateful for the direction and support that this community provides, a community worthy of my time and commitment, a community where my efforts have meaning, purpose, and are appreciated. Today, I'm thankful for this community of awakening, a place to gain the knowledge and skills to improve my life, a family, a home, and a sanctuary for all of us seeking refuge from the storm. And let's remember, as conscientious practitioners, we must recognize our responsibility to the world, to strive to live skillfully while helping others to do the same, to strive to live in balance and harmony with nature and others, to strive to gain mastery over our minds and embody our true benevolent nature, to expand our hearts and minds, transcending our shared human limitations, to not intentionally harm sentient life or our planet, to maturely accept and embrace the reality of our situation while striving to improve it. Again, welcome to today's class, which will begin our second week of our 10-week meditation program. In today's class, we're going to learn calm abiding meditation, and we're going to do two short meditation sessions together. Calm abiding is probably the most important of all the meditations. But before we get to it, let's review a little bit of what we learned last week. In last week's class, we learned what meditation is, that meditation is a method of mental cultivation that develops insight, clarity, and mental and emotional stability. We also learn the difference between thought and thinking, that thought arises naturally from the mind, whereas thinking is the act of operating those thoughts, and that meditation helps in gaining control over this thinking process. We learned mantra meditation and practiced it throughout the week. We also learned the three breath meditation, which I hope everybody had a chance to experiment and practice with through the week. Did everyone download and read Meditation and Mindfulness Basics? Very good. If you didn't have a chance to do so thus far, please download a free copy from sptonline.org and study it. Does anyone have any questions about last week's practice? Neil? Ah, you're just scratching. Okay. Good. Were you able to keep up with the twice a day meditation practice? Did you find that difficult? I see lots of thumbs up. It was okay? Good. I'm very impressed. Okay. And how about the three breath meditation? Did anybody get a chance to use that? And do you think it was effective? Did you find any certain times of day that you like to use it, or? How did you? I like to use it before meals a lot of times, for a little bit of silence before a meal. Yeah.
I have to remember to do that. But yeah, I use it when I find that I'm not present. You know, I just bring it, it helps me come back to, you know, being present where I'm at, because my mind will wander otherwise.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, I found it's helpful just before I begin my work, you know, just to ground myself a little bit before I begin and get some clarity.
Excellent. Yeah, I like it because it gives me little fresh starts throughout the day, like kind of transition, you know, when I'm between events, to just take, you know, what does it take? About 2 minutes, right? to just do that really centers my mind between activities, where sometimes I'd be drawn to something on the phone or something. Yeah. Oh, that's excellent. I think I have some great practitioners this time. So let's begin today's teaching by looking at the textbook presentation of calm abiding meditation. Generally, there are two forms of meditation. We have calm abiding meditation, which is aimed at calming and stabilizing the mind, and insight meditation, which is a contemplative meditation aimed at gaining insight and understanding. Calm abiding serves as a foundation for all meditation techniques. Its aim is to discover and cultivate the state of presence, also known as present moment awareness. To abide is the observing witness to the present moment. In meditation, an object of meditation is used to focus and anchor our attention. This object can be anything like the breath, mantra, as we did last week, an image, a candle flame, a concept, an emotion, a sensation, or even the mind itself. However, the most common object of meditation is the inflow and outflow of the breath. By placing and holding our attention on the breath, we lessen mental distraction and mind wandering, right? It serves like an anchor for us. Today, we're also going to learn a special technique entitled noting. Noting or labeling is the practice of labeling or making mental notes. It's used to help us recognize our various behaviors, patterns, and states of mind. The technique is easy. While in meditation, when you notice your mind has wandered away from your breath, you simply note it. In this case, silently labeling it thinking. After noting it, you gently return your focus back to the breath while silently saying the word meditating once to reinitiate your meditation. Very easy practice. This is done over and over again as you need within meditation. Each time the mind wanders away from the breath, we note it and then return to the breath itself. With that said, why don't we begin our first guided calm abiding meditation today, and you can try the practice out for yourself. Like last week, we're going to do two short 10-minute sittings, but today we'll use the same technique for both. In today's class, we're going to share the way SBT likes to begin our meditations, which includes a meditation affirmation, our practice of the three breaths, which is a different practice from the three-breath meditation. They're not the same. And our 7-point meditation checklist, and we'll end it with a meditation dedication. For sitting positions, you can sit right where you are on the chair or sit on a firm cushion on the floor with your legs crossed. It's up to you. Let's begin by muting our audio, taking our seats, and getting comfortable. Your hands can be placed on your thighs, your eyes can be closed or half open. Begin to relax while breathing naturally through your nose. And now let's establish the proper intention with our meditation affirmation. With a deep appreciation for this precious life and a resolve not to waste it, we now engage in meditation. With a deep conviction in the vast benefits and importance of this practice, we now engage in meditation. With the wish to develop ourselves and uncover our full potential, we now engage in meditation with the wish to gain mastery over our minds and emotions. We now engage in meditation with the wish to bring peace, contentment, and genuine happiness to our lives. We now engage in meditation with the wish to awaken from mundane habitual existence. We now engage in meditation and with a mature resolve to persevere in spite of any obstacles that might arise. We now engage in meditation. Next, let's engage in the three breaths. In this practice, look straight up at the ceiling, bend back, pull your shoulders back, open your chest, and take three full breaths. This opens our posture and our breathing pathways while reducing our tendency to collapse forward during meditation. And it feels great. When finished, you can lower your gaze. And next, let's establish the proper posture and attitude by following our 7-point checklist, which we'll use to initiate our meditation. Number one, posture. Sit in a comfortable yet alert posture, as if being drawn upwards by a string attached to the crown of your head. Two, hips. Rock your hips forward, accentuating the gentle inward curve of your lower back. Three, joy. Smile and appreciate the present moment and this opportunity we have to practice together. Four, acceptance. Sit as an open observer without striving, without judgment, without concern. Five, equanimity. Use your breath to calm your mind. Establishing an effortless contentment. Six, awareness. Become present while establishing a clear, alert, and bright mental state. And number seven, engage. Focus on your breath. Switch on and let go. When ready, silently say the word or mantra, meditating, to engage your meditation, then repeat it on each in-breath or as needed. As your mind becomes calmer, begin to soften the mantra until it becomes just a whisper. As your mind becomes calmer still, let go of the mantra completely and focus fully on the inflow and outflow of the breath, either at the chest, stomach, or just below the nostrils. As you follow the breath, inevitably the mind will begin to wander. This is what the mind naturally does. When you notice that your mind has wandered away from your breath, you note it, labeling it thinking. After noting it, gently bring your focus back to the breath while silently saying, meditating. Once to reinitiate your meditation, and again follow your breath. Again, when you notice that your mind has wandered away from the breath, you note it, labeling it thinking. After noting it, you gently bring your focus back to the breath while silently saying, meditating, once to reinitiate your meditation, and again, follow your breath. This is done over and over and over again. And now slowly begin to open your eyes. And take a moment to observe how you feel. As I recite our meditation dedication, which we use to conclude our meditations. As we rise for meditation, feel joy from fulfilling our ongoing wish to develop ourselves. May we sustain throughout the day the meditative equanimity that we've cultivated. May our own peace, stability, and contentment extend to and nurture others. May our efforts encourage and support all those cultivating awakening. This meditation dedication is a lovely way to end your meditations and a way of cultivating a more altruistic attitude. And how was your first experience of calm abiding? Oh, I got a lot of thumbs up. Pretty easy, huh? Yeah, it's a fairly basic meditation. This is the most common meditation in the world. Just simply following the breath. Did everyone understand the instructions? Did that go pretty good? Good. Does anyone have any questions, or would you like to share your experience of calm abiding? Miss Darcy? Tashi?
I said thinking a lot more than I thought I would. But yeah, it definitely brought me back to where I'd be.
Oh, good news. How about the practice of noting? What did you guys think of that? Was that pretty useful? Labeling your thoughts? It's a practice that we're going to use a lot more extensively in the program. When we get into mindfulness, we use it a lot. You can label a lot more than your thoughts. You can label your feelings and experiences. If you experience a sore back or sore knees or an itchy skull, you can note these things as well. You can note all of your experiences. Great. So noting is a skill that you can use as you need to and apply it as you need. This week we're going to use it throughout the week, and I want everybody to continue to use it to give it a good fair chance before we move on to other techniques, right? It's something that at the beginning might feel a little funny, but with some experience, it becomes a really useful tool. Okay, how about we move on to our second meditation? So our second meditation is going to be the same exact meditation, another just simple 10 minutes. So it's nice and easy for everybody. Let's begin again by muting our audio, taking our seats and getting comfortable. Your hands can be placed on your thighs, your eyes can be closed. Begin to relax while breathing naturally through your nose. And we're again going to share our meditation affirmation. When we wrote this, the idea was the second line of each line, which says, "We now engage in meditation," that's meant to be recited together aloud. So as we go through it this time, please engage with me on those lines. We now engage in meditation. It's quite hypnotic. It's a wonderful feeling. With a deep appreciation for this precious life and a resolve not to waste it together, we now engage in meditation. With a deep conviction in the vast benefits and importance of this practice, we now engage in meditation. With the wish to develop ourselves and uncover our full potential, we now engage in meditation. With the wish to gain mastery over our minds and emotions, we now engage in meditation. With the wish to bring peace, contentment, and genuine happiness to our lives, we now engage in meditation. With the wish to awaken from mundane habitual existence, we now engage in meditation. And with a mature resolve to persevere in spite of any obstacles that might arise, we now engage in meditation. And next, let's again engage in the three breaths. Look straight up at the ceiling, bend back, pull your shoulders back, open your chest, and take three full, delightful breaths. And again, we'll move on to our 7-point checklist. Posture. Sit in a comfortable yet alert posture, as if being drawn upwards by a string attached to the crown of your head. 2, hips. Rock your hips forward, accentuating the gentle inward curve of your lower back. 3, joy. Most important, smile and appreciate the present moment and this opportunity we have to practice together. Four, acceptance. Sit as an open observer, without striving, without judgment, without concern. 5, equanimity. Use your breath to calm your mind. 6, an effortless contentment. 6, awareness. Become present while establishing a clear, alert, and bright mental state. 7, engage. Focus on your breath, switch on and let go. When ready, silently say the word or mantra meditating to engage your meditation. Then repeat on each in-breath or as needed. Using the mantra is a wonderful way to start our meditations, to focus our minds. And as before, you can start to soften that mantra till it becomes just a whisper. And as your mind becomes calmer still, you can choose to let go of the mantra completely and focus fully on the inflow and outflow of the breath. As you follow the breath, inevitably the mind will begin to wander. This is what the mind naturally does. When you notice that your mind has wandered away from the breath, you note it, labeling it thinking. After noting it, gently bring your focus back to the breath while silently saying meditating once, to reinitiate your meditation, and again, follow your breath. We do this over and over and over again. Thank you. And now slowly begin to open your eyes. And take a moment to observe how you feel. Welcome back, everybody. I hope you had a lovely meditation. How was your second meditation on calm abiding? Oh, very nice. Now, last week we were practicing mantra meditation throughout the week, and I hope everyone enjoyed it as much as I did. Any thoughts on your experience, the difference in your experience between mantra meditation and calm abiding? Calm abiding and noting? Did you find one kind of kept the focus of your mind better than the other, or any thoughts?
Sure, I find that I have to start with the mantra, and then I'm able to kind of ease into calm abiding, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's the way we actually present it with SBT. We always do just a few rounds of mantra meditation. I find it really effective for me as well. It just kind of sets my mind frame this the right way, my mindset. And I find it very effective as well. Yeah. Thank you. Would anybody else like to share their experience?
I would, this is Mike. I'd just like to say I find that noting very valuable. My mind wanders so much, and having a non-judgmental way to identify that and then is just important for me.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. You know, noting serves two purposes. One, it helps us to remedy the problem of mind wandering. But the second thing it does, it helps us to understand the way, the process of our minds, right? The functioning of our mind. That sometimes in meditation, we're not very clear about what's going on. And we kind of drift in and out of thought, where the idea of noting really makes a distinction, right? Okay, now stop for a second. This thing going on right now, this is called thinking. And this other thing is called meditating. By making that very clear to us, it helps us to understand the mind. And as I mentioned in future classes, we use noting and labeling and other things as well. And noting works really good with experiencing emotions, right? When you're upset by something in the world, this is off the cushion, you know, when you're upset by something, to really know exactly what that, okay, this is anger, this is irritation, right? This is a feeling, a loss of control, things like that. These notings really help us to understand our mind. So it's a wonderful practice, whether you're noting sensations, emotions, the mind, mental states. Yeah. Thank you, Kathy. I aim to please. Yeah. But it's just a fantastic, I'll share with you a practice that I do. I usually don't share this. It's really kind of weird. When you're talking with people, you note all the experience, the qualities they're having as well. Like when somebody says something, and then maybe they're yelling at me, and I say, anger, you know, and sometimes they do it aloud and they just stare at me. And I say, you know, oh, humor. But it's really interesting to just note the world. And it kind of helps us to be more of the observer. It helps us to be more objective with the world, right? And but it's kind of funny. You can do that. You can go out for a walk and just start noting things. You hear a bird. You go, oh, bird. You feel the sun. Oh, sunshine. And yeah, I think it's quite clever. It's a great way to interrelate with our world. Yeah. And people find it funny when you start noting their characteristics. Envy. Anger. Ah. Oh, I hope everybody really enjoyed calm abiding. So this is the main practice that nearly everybody in the world does. As you all know, I've spent years across the world. I've studied meditation in every Buddhist country, and I've done Christian meditation, Jewish meditation, Buddhist, Hindu meditations, TM meditation. I've done them all. And guess what? Almost all the time, they're all practicing calm abiding. Christians practice calm abiding. They'll often do you for a mantra or for their object of meditation, they'll use, you know, a prayer, the Lord's Prayer, or they'll use the word Jesus as a object of meditation. But most of the time, everybody's doing calm abiding. And Zazen meditation, Zen is a form of calm meditation. So, yeah, we all do it. Okay, enough of my babbling. Does anybody have any more questions about anything? Yeah, are you enjoying the course so far, the program so far? Yeah, for some of you that are more advanced meditators, you know, we have to start off with the basics for everybody. And maybe there's some kernels of wisdom in here that really will benefit your practice. But the classes are going to begin to become very interesting. But we have to get these basics out of the way, right? Good. And so, okay. So if there are no more questions, let's move on to our closing thoughts. Nice short class today. In today's class, we learn calm abiding meditation, which is aimed, as the name implies, at calming and stabilizing the mind. We learn that calm abiding meditation is a foundation of all forms of meditation, aimed at discovering the state of presence, also known as present moment awareness. To abide is the observing witness to the present moment. We learned about objects of meditation, which we use to focus and hold our attention. And these could be anything from the breath, a mantra, an image, candle flame is a popular one, a concept, an emotion, a sensation, or even the mind itself. And lastly, we learned our new technique of noting. Noting or labeling is used to help us recognize our various behaviors, patterns, and states of mind, while also helping us to keep our attention on our object of meditation. We'd like to ask you to remain committed to our twice-a-day meditation schedule, with the duration of your meditation sessions between 10 and 20 minutes, whatever's comfortable for you. We have a new practice video for you to use throughout the week. It's a guided 10-minute calm abiding meditation and is available on our social media. In next week's class, we'll learn how to meditate in the four classic positions: sitting, standing, lying, and walking. Walking meditation is particularly a favorite of many people, so I can't wait to share that with you. Also remember that we have our daily meditations that everybody's invited to come and participate in. We'll be practicing calm abiding all week. Always remember that all of our instructors are just a click away to help and support you. If you have any questions about your practice, please reach out to us. We'd love to hear from you. And lastly, I'd like to remind everybody that although our program is free, our group does rely on donations to continue its work. So if you're enjoying this program, consider making a donation at sbtonline.org and making the program available to others as well. Let's end today's meditation, our class, as always, with our altruistic affirmation. May all be healthy, may all be prosperous, may all be well, may all be present, free of past regret and future worry. May all abide in constant appreciation, which is a source of great joy and contentment. May all realize their true nature and the true nature of reality, which is awakening. Thanks everybody for coming. Don't forget to support our instructors in training by attending some of their makeup classes throughout the week. And lastly, I wanted to tell a story out of time that when I was in the monastery, this was in South India, I had a Tibetan Lama, one of my teachers, who would always, whenever he saw me, he'd say the same thing. He would always say, Tenzin Tarpa, Keriki Mitso Kipo Tong. And he'd say it over and over again. And if I was across a field far away, he would yell it at me at the top of his lungs. And all the monks would laugh and laugh. Tenzin Tarpa Keriki Mitso Kipo Tong. And he was saying, Tenzin Tarpa, enjoy your life. And it was the best advice I've ever received. So I'd like to share that with all of you. You know, we meditate, we do all these things, but it's all about enjoying our lives. Please enjoy your lives. So come to our practices. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. See you at some makeup classes. Thanks for joining me. Instructors could stay on. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Bob.
Anytime.